Thank you. First, I want to thank Chairman Neal for his leadership on the Ways and Means Committee in helping to bring this important legislation to the floor. Right now, families and seniors that I represent in Michigan and all across the country are paying too much for prescription drugs, in particular for insulin. And that's why Congressman Craig, Congresswoman McBath, and I have introduced the Affordable Insulin Now Act to make insulin more accessible and more affordable. This legislation would lower out-of-pocket costs for Americans with diabetes by ensuring that insurers and Medicare can't charge more than $35 a month out-of-pocket for this medication. Insulin was discovered over 100 years ago, and since then, little about this life-saving medication has changed, but the price of insulin in the United States has absolutely skyrocketed, and as a result, Americans pay 10 times more for insulin than patients in other developed countries. One in four Americans who rely on insulin have cut back or skipped their doses due to costs. No one should have to choose between taking their medication as prescribed and putting food on the table or a roof over their head, but people must make that choice because of Big Pharma's unfair pricing practices. This is something I know a little bit about. As a father of a type 1 diabetic, I have seen firsthand how the high price of prescription drugs like insulin can harm patients and harm families. When my daughter turned 26 and got her own health insurance, there are months where she spends a third of her take-home pay because she's diabetic on staying alive. Now, she has her mom and I to back her. Not everybody has that advantage. But either way, that doesn't make it okay. In Michigan, it's estimated that 1 in 10 people have some form of diabetes. And the average sticker price for a month's supply of insulin is $375. For some, it can be as high as $1,000 a month just because they need to take more insulin. That's just not right. Jill Verdeer, a type 1 diabetic from my district, was my guest, my virtual guest at the State of the Union this year. She told me that insulin is like air to people with diabetes. They need it to survive. At a time when Big Pharma is making record profits, Congress has to do more to lower costs, out-of-pocket costs, and that's why I fought to bring this bill to the floor with my colleagues, Representative Craig and Representative McBath. I urge my colleagues to vote and pass our legislation to lower costs. This is important legislation. I know we need to invest in cures. Obviously, we would like to see the total price of insulin come down, but it's difficult to hear my colleagues on the other side who oppose the legislation to bring down the cost, will also oppose this legislation to keep Americans from having to spend more out of their pocket. I think this is legislation that makes sense. It would help people. It would save lives.